I find the words of Jesus in Luke today particularly encouraging. Was having a conversation a few nights ago with one of Jill's band members. She had had a rehearsal for this past weekend's concert in Alabama. And I was sitting out in the back, and he was saying, you know, I really want to trust God with all my heart, but how do you know? I mean, I just said, hey, what is your greatest fear? And his greatest fear was that he would, that his standard of living would go drastically south, that he would be in complete discomfort and homeless. And I said, you know, really what this boils down to is two things, fear and trust. And then I spoke of this verse in Luke, because it really meets that head on. It really meets the times that we are in head on. And you know, part of me looks at the economic situation and everything that is going on in the world, and I say, okay, some people look at this as judgment, and maybe it is, I don't know. But I do look at it as a wake-up call, as a time to correct, to release some things, to complete some things, to get some things in order. Things have been allowed to get incredibly bloated in our lives. And I see it as a time to make corrections. But for those who are God's children, Jesus speaks poignantly. He speaks clearly. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Okay? That's us. We are the little flock. He says, look, don't be anxious about your life, what you're going to eat, or about your body, what you're going to put on. In other words, there's a lot more going on than that. And he talks about the birds and how they don't store up treasure. They don't store up anything. They don't build barns. And yet God feeds them. Much more valuable are we than the birds. He talks about the lilies and how they are more beautiful than even the best Solomon had to offer. And if God clothes them and takes care of them, and no one ever sees them, how much more is he going to take care of us? So, I find that to be a great encouragement. And I know it's a popular one. I know that this is where we go. This is sort of a promise, and it brings comfort. And it does. But I like how, as we read large chunks of the Bible each day, we take things in context. We take the blessing with the cursing. We see that it is about our choices. And Jesus brings an encouragement today, but there is something required here to get that promise. And it is trust. It is believing that this is true. So often we read these things for comfort, but we never let go of the wheel. We never relinquish control. And so often we take the hard way, and things are much more difficult than they need to be. And we question these kind of things. We make this judgment about God that he didn't show up, that his promises aren't true. When really the issue is that we didn't believe, we didn't relinquish control, we didn't seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we didn't follow that guidance. And we took the difficult path and blamed God. It's kind of a recurring theme at this point in the Bible. Are we blame God for the things we get ourselves into? And I really believe it's time to grow up. I believe it's time to stand up. Jesus is promising some things today. It's time for us to be men and women and embrace these things in faith, fully believing, not partly, not mostly, but fully believing these things. And really paying no attention to what circumstances dictate. God is in control. There is more going on than we know.